This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I'm the one who in great need of him, but yet I still drag my feet. أنا الذي أماطل أجيء متثاقلا. I come as if something so heavy. أو على عجل, as if I want to rush it, as if I've been forced to it. Not something that I come from within. أنا الحاضر الغائب. I am in the prayer, but I'm not praying. I'm making ruku' and sujood, but my heart is not there. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, in Ramadan is a month that remind us of the basics of Islam. And when we say basics, it means foundations. It means the most important thing that the Muslim must adhere to, hold unto. In Ramadan, شهر تأسيس أصول الإسلام في قلوب المؤمنين. And among the things that Ramadan is so much associated with, as it referred to one of the pillars of Islam, which is الصيام, to fast the month of Ramadan, is the issue of caring for the salah. And this is something very noticeable, to the extent that so many times يسأل الناس هل تصح الصيام بدون الصلاة, is صيام valid without praying? And that shows you that people start have more concern about the salah and making sure that they pray. You see in the notice the number of people come to the masajid or to the masjid in Ramadan, it's much more higher in rate than outside Ramadan. But that's basically led me to always think of Ramadan that the month that bring us back to the basics. The absolute submit to Allah. Ramadan يجعل الناس يسلمون لله, which is a basic thing we should have. But you don't see this in regular in the other months or other issues. تجد الناس في رمضان يسلمون لحكم الله تسليما تاما. إذا قال لك تفطر مع المغرب تفطر مع المغرب. ما يحد يتفلسف يقول خلي خمس دقائق قبل ولا عشر دقائق بعد. إذا قال السحور إذا قال تمتنع عن الصيام. When it says you end your fast this time, you break your fast at this time, you basically start your fasting at that time. Nobody is come and say, hey, let's change this. What about this? I think that. What if makes no sense? People completely submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-salat, one of these things that it's so important to keep up as we keep up with siyam in Ramadan and outside Ramadan. الصلاة لها مكانة عظيمة جدا عند الله وعند رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي الإسلام. الصلاة is something so valuable that when Allah سبحانه وتعالى when he wanted to make the salah obligatory upon Muslims, he risen Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم all the way up above all the creations, above all the worlds, near him سبحانه وتعالى where is his throne is. And he told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the salah. And he ordered him to pray. Then he sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam multiple times to teach him when the salah starts, when it ends. أرسل له جبريل يعلمه مواقيت الصلاة أكثر من مرة. متى تبدأ الصلاة ومتى تنتهي. And he revealed verses in the Quran in relation to this. والصلاة مكانها عظيم جدا في قلب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى قال جعلت قرة عيني في الصلاة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the cool of my eyes in the salah, the most relaxing situation, the most he will be content صلى الله عليه وسلم and pleased when he is in his sujood صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سئلت عائشة مرة عن صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت يعني يسألون كم ركعة. كان يصلي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قالت كلمة عجيبة، قالت وأيكم يطيق صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا عائشة، how many ركعة the Prophet used to pray? She said, she didn't answer by telling them the number straight. She said, who among you can pray like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? It's not about how many rak'ah, it's how he prayed these rak'ahs. It is when the heart so attached to this act of worship, when you know the value of the salah, you will value each minute and every second of it. Can ba'd al-salaf like Sa'id ibn Musayyib, he said, wallahi, each salah has a special taste, has a special place in my heart. يقول إني أصلي الظهر وأكاد يعني أموت أنتظر الظهر الذي يليه. قيل له طيب والعصر؟ قال لا، العصر لها صلاة وطعم آخر ومذاق آخر. He didn't just wait for the next salah, like ظهر to عصر. No, he said ظهر has a special feeling. عصر has a special feeling. مغرب has a special. I can't wait for the next day to pray مغرب again. How many of those early scholars used to say, the only thing I'm going to miss after death is me not able to pray anymore. Sometimes يعني الواحد feel ashamed that when we travel we say, oh alhamdulillah, I get to pray maybe 3 times now. I join prayers and skip kind of salah. كان هؤلاء يصلون إخلاصا لا تخلصا. They pray with complete sincerity and devotion. They feel that this connection connect them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truly. عائشة رضي الله عنها مرة سألها عبد الله بن عمير أن يحدثها بأعجب شيء رأيته من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. عبد الله بن عمير said, يا عائشة, tell me about the most memorable moment when it comes to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prayer. Something that you can't forget. She said, one night النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم left my bed to pray. Then I told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, يا رسول الله, I would love to have you next to me. قالت يا رسول الله, إني أحب قربك. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, ذريني يا عائشة أتعبد ربي. Let me pray and worship my Lord. فقالت عائشة رضي الله عنها, وإني لأحب قربك وأحب ما يسرك. I loved you to be next to me, but also I love the fact, I love anything that makes you happy, and I know you're happy when you pray. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qama fatatahhar, taqul Aisha, he made wudu, thumma qama yusalli falam yazal yabki sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hatta ballat dumu'uhu hijrahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was praying long prayers and his tears have made his garment wet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Qalat balil arda min tahti. Even you can see that even the sand, where he's standing, it is also wet. Until Bilal came to wake the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up for salah, but he found that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already praying. And he listened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was moved by that salah. فأخذ بلال يبكي جلس على عتبة الباب يبكي. Bilal رضي الله عنه sat on the stairs or outside the door, and he was the step door, and he was praying, was crying for the Prophet ﷺ's crying. Then later on, after he finished, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha said, "Ya Rasulullah, all this, okay?" Or Bilal, "قال وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك, and all your sins are forgiven." Is this that commitment? And all your sins are forgiven. But they missed the point. The Prophet ﷺ, his salah was not because of the sin. His salah because of the love that he, the connection. That's why a dua is not just about what you want to happen to you. A dua is an opportunity to be connected with Allah, to speak to Allah. Every time you pray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at you, connected with you at that moment. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shouldn't I be thankful to Allah? I have received verses tonight. وَيْلٌ لِّمَنْ قَرَأَهُنَّ وَلَمْ يَتَدَبَّرْهُنَّ. Loser, the person who will read these verses and will not contemplate on them, which is verse says like 190 to 200 in Surah Ali Imran, in the end of Surah Ali Imran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that it was 50 prayers. Then Allah made it 5. Just one tip. Every time you pray a salah, remember, this is supposed to be equal to 50 salah. Every salah that you pray, it's supposed to be equal to 50 salah. كل صلاة تصليها المفترض أنها عوض عن 50 صلاة. Then ask yourself, is it really your prayer worth 50 prayers? Is every salah that we pray really equal to that number, or worth that many salats? الصلاة عمود الدين. It's the main pillar in Islam. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خمس من جاء بهن مع إيمان دخل الجنة. 5 things, if you come with them in the day of judgment with Iman, believe in Allah, you will enter Jannah. من حافظ على الصلوات, من حافظ على الصلوات الخمس على وضوئهن وركوعهن وسجودهن ومواقيتهن. The first thing the Prophet ﷺ said, those who care are committed constantly praying the 5 daily prayer. And they make sure that they perfect its wudu, its ruku', sujood, do it on time. Then in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned other things like fasting Ramadan and making hajj and giving zakah. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, في حديث عباده بن الصامت, خمس صلوات كتبهن الله على العباد. 5 daily prayers that Allah had prescribed upon His servant. من جاء بهن ولم يضيع منهن شيئا استخفافا بحقهن كان له عند الله عهد أن يدخله الجنة. If you commit and you constantly pray your daily 5 prayers and you don't miss any one of them out of استخفاف, يعني careless about them. Because sometimes you miss a prayer because, not because you're careless, but if you miss it because you're careless, you don't care about them, that's in trouble. But if it's not that, it's not that the reason, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has a promise for that person, that he will enter that person paradise. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَأْتِ بِهِنَّ فَلَيْسَ لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدٍ. And if you come without fulfilling these 5, not 4, not 3, at 5, 5 daily prayers, including Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, you're praying them on time. He said, there is no promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such person to enter Jannah. He might enter and he might not. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas reported that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time, during the Prophet's time, كَانَ رَجُلَانِ أَخَوَانِ هَلَكَ أَحَدُهُمَا قَبْلَ صَاحِبِهِ بِأَرْبَعِينَ. 2 brothers, one of them passed away 40 days earlier than his brother. فذكر الأول عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every time the first brother who died earlier is the one who been praised in front of the Prophet. فقال أوليس أخوه مسلم. Isn't his brother Muslim too? يعني you always mention the first one but never mention the second one. فقيل فيه وفيه. يعني he was not the best يعني person. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. قالوا لا بأس به. قال وما يدريكم ما بلغت به صلاته بعده. How would you know? This man lived 40 days after the first one. What do you think these 40 days of prayers have done to this man? Have elevated this person's level in Jannah. قال إن هذه الصلوات, this prayer, كمثل نهر بباب أحدكم. It's like a river in front of you. You go wash yourself in it every day. What do you think you will be so pure, so be cleansed completely? And that's how what the salah will do to the person. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, nothing will be left from your, يعني, well, nothing from your sins basically will be left because every time you wash yourself. قال لا تدرون ما بلغت به صلاته. You didn't know how far his salah have taken him. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first thing in the day of judgment, you will be asked about, it's not your family, it's not your children, it's not your parents, it's not your money, It's not your health. The first thing Allah will ask you about in the Day of Judgment is your salah. والحديث عند الطبراني فإن صلحت نظر في سائر عمله. If it's good, you pass, Allah will look at the rest of your deeds. يعني now we see the donations, now we see the صدقه, now we see the zakat, now we see Ramadan. وإن فسدت فسد سائر عمله. And if it's corrupt and is not fulfilled, it will not be looked at the rest. It will be punished for that, then will be brought back to be judged for the rest of his deeds. وقيل قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص سئل أي الأعمال أفضل يا رسول الله what's the best thing I can do قال الصلاة to pray then he was asked what's next قيل ثم ما قال الصلاة then the صحابي said قال ثم ماذا then what's next قال الصلاة three times then he was asked قيل ثم ما the fourth time but then what's next قال الجهاد في سبيل الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث مسلم الصلاة نور الصلاة is light guidance that's why الصحابة رضي الله عنهم used to do something called دعاء الاستخارة they pray two rak'ah then they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them because it's نور it's نور for you a light to guide you to make right decisions guide you in this dunya protect you A guidance in your grave, nur, light in your grave, light in the day of judgment when you pass over the sirat. وفي حديث أبي مالك الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال الصلاة نور. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث ثوبان عليك بكثرة السجود. Increase the number of your sujood. Every time you make sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you one level in Jannah. And Allah will take away one of your sins, reported by Imam Muslim رحمه الله تعالى. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة خير موضوع. الصلاة is the best subject. فليستكثر من شاء أن يستكثر. So increase as much as you want from the صلاة. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. جاء يوسف بن عبد الله بن سلام لأبي الدرداء وهو في موته. يوسف بن عبد الله بن سلام. Came to visit Abu Darda right before he died. And Abu Darda saw this young man and he said, ما الذي أتى بك في هذه البلدة? What brought you to this city? You're not from here. قال إنما أتيت لصلة بينك وبين أبي عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه. He said, you used to be a good friend of my father. And he said, who are you? He said, عبد الله بن سلام. And I just came because my father liked you. And my father passed away, so I'm coming to fulfill My father's right by visiting his friends. فقال أبو الدرداء له يا بني لبئس ساعة الكذب هذه. This is the time, the worst time for you to lie right before you die. So I'm going to tell you something I heard from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Since you came to visit me, this is the gift I'm giving to you. قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء ثم قام فصلى ركعتين if you make a good wudu and you pray two rak'ahs يحسن فيهن الذكر والخشوع he basically do a good يعني he perform his dhikr and he is having خشوع a good خشوع during the salah ثم يستغفر الله then you ask Allah for forgiveness Allah will forgive your sins reported by Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر when something worries him يفزع إلى الصلاة يفزع he will rush to the صلاة صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الصلاة هذه عظيمة في الحفظ protections الإمام أحمد رحمه الله when he was told that المأمون wants to see him and he might be tortured by المأمون you know what الإمام أحمد رحمه الله did فزع للصلاة he went and he prayed to ركعة and he said قال اللهم لا تجمع بيني وبين المأمون يا رب don't let me ever see المأمون's face فهلك هذا الطاغية المأمون قبل أن يصل إليه الإمام أحمد he died before الإمام أحمد arrived to Baghdad البخاري رحمه الله in his youth was very well talented يعني young man memorized so many أحاديث his mother he's raised by a single mother His mother loved him so much and she was so excited about his future. فَأَصَابَهُ الْعَمَى فِي شَبَابِهِ. He became blind. He was just a teenager. فَحَزِنَتْ أُمُّ حُزْنًا عَظِيمًا عَلَيْهِ. She was very sad because now he's not going to be able to travel, took a look at the hadith. There's all this plan for him and all of a sudden he became blind. Can't see. تقول أمه تقول رضي الله يا رحمه الله, I spend nights just doing nothing but praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my salah. قامت تقوم الليل تبكي وتصلي وتسأل الله to basically heal her son. And it did. Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, she said, one just after that night of prayer, I woke up in the morning and my son was seeing again. I don't know how, why, what happened. It is because of her dua and her salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who care for the salah and those who hold into the salah, because sometimes we get distracted with some things here and there, small things. But the main thing, sometimes we just lose focus on the main important principle in our religion, which is Amudul Islam, the main pillar in Islam after Tawheed, which is As-Salah. Ajalallahu ja'anna wa dhurriyatina min al-muqim as-salah. وأقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. I just want to share with you very quickly something that I read, written by a modern scholar, that really have made me think a lot about as-salah and praying on time. He said, الفكرة التي تخجلني في تأخير الصلاة عن وقتها تكمن في أنني لست الذي أحدد موعد الصلاة ولا أنا من اختار التوقيت بل هو الخالق الذي قدر ذلك وقرره. He said, when it comes to praying on time, the thing that makes me ashamed, then I'm not the one who have decided when I should pray or what time I should be praying. It is the Creator himself, the one who have decided that. هذا الذي خلق الكون بعظمته واتساعه وجماله واتساقه. The one who created this whole entire universe. Can you imagine the one who made all this? The one who owns all this. If I tell you today, hey, go, someone wants to meet you, and that person is, you know, is the owner of such and such business or the president of such and such country. Oh my God, this is like, you will be there on time and before time. The judge wants to see you. That's the creator of all this. هو الذي يريدني أن أقف بين يديه. He wants the Almighty. He wants you to come to him. It's not me, he wants you to come to him in this particular time and talk to him. أُكَلِّمُهُ أَوْ نَاجِيهِ. And I pray to him. وَأَنَا مَاذَا أَفْعَلُ. And what I do in most of the time, أَجْعَلُ هَذَا الْمَوْعِدَ آخِرَ أَوْلَوِيَّاتِ. I make that appointment the least of my priority. The last thing I think about it, standing before him. وَأَنَا مُنْهَمِكٌ فِي سَخَافَاتِ الْحَيَاةِ الْبَالِيَةِ. And I'm so distracted by all these silly things in life. يَطْلُبُنِي لِبِضْعِ دَقَائِقِ وَأَنَا أُعْرِدْ وَأُمَاطِلْ وَأُؤَخِّرْ كَعَادَتِي. أَيُّ تَعَاسَةٍ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ ذَلِكِ. He wants me now, but I keep delaying. I keep, you know, being distracted, busy, you know, and, you know, dragging my feet. What a loser I am. يدعوني لاجتماع مغلق بيني وبينه وأنا صاحب الحاجة هو الغني الكبير المتعالي المتفضل. He asking me for a private meeting, for a special time together. And I'm the one who in need, and he's in no need. He's the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, the powerful, the most high. وَأَنَا أَجْعَلُهُ اجْتِمَاعًا مَفْتُوحًا لِشَتَّى الْأَفْكَارِ أَسْرَحُ فِي كُلِّ مَيْدَانِ. And when I meet him in that private meeting, I turn it to be an open, you know, meeting, like online, everybody, everything. I think about everyone else, and I bring everything else in the world in that meeting. يريدني أن أبتعد عن كل شيء لدقائق معدودات لأريح بدني وعقلي وأفصل قليلا عن ضجيج الحياة وأبث إليه لا غيره شكواي وهمومي. He wants me to be disconnected from this busy life, from this distractions in life, just for a few minutes every day. So I can also talk to him about my concerns, my worries, him alone, no one else. And he is the most powerful, the creators, the one who doesn't need my ibadah, that doesn't need my time, doesn't need my voice, doesn't need to see me at all. I'm the one who in great need of him. But yet, I still drag my feet. أنا الذي أماطل. أجيء متثاقلا. I come as if something so heavy. أو على عجل. As if I want to rush it. As if I've been forced to it. Not something that I come from within. أنا الحاضر الغائب. I am in the prayer, but I'm not praying. I'm making ruku' and sujood, but my heart is not there. Anyway, until it keep going, but I think you got the idea. So I hope these few words can remind us of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. As-salah was prescribed in a specific time. وَحَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. Care to pray your prayers, especially Salatul Asr. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have said in so many verses in the Quran that goes and goes on that line of ordering us to perform salah on time. Allahumma ij'al as-salata rabi'a qulubina. Allahumma ij'al as-salata awwala ihtimamatina wa awlawiyatina. Allahumma ij'alna min al-muhafidhina 'alayha. Allahumma ighfir lana taqsirana fiha. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ya dhal jalali wal ikram أن تعيننا على الصلاة وأن تعين أولادنا وذرياتنا على إقامة الصلاة وأن تجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذرياتنا. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وأعنا ولا تعين علينا وانصرنا ولا تنصر علينا. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم نسألك أن تمتعنا بهذا الشهر الكريم ونسألك يا حي يا قيوم أن تعيننا على صيامه وقيامه. اللهم إنا على صيام رمضان وقيامه. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم وسع علينا يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم أغث وأعن المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها من الفقراء والمحتاجين والمنكوبين والمكروبين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا جميعا ورحمنا برحمتك وعافنا بعافيتك يا حي يا قيوم وأنزل رحمتك وغناك وفضلك على هذا المسجد وأهله يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وصل اللهم على محمد.